Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I think Tommy needs to go to jail. I think she needs to go to prison. Lock that cokehead up, allegedly. She's allegedly a cokehead. And it gives coke.
I'm not trashing her. I would not be a part of the slander games. I don't want her to leak any video of me sucking a dick because then you people will actually see what sucking a dick is actually like. But
so you don't think Kyle did a good job?
I feel like the dick did all the action. You were shocked that it was him putting it in his mouth. First of all, I didn't know who the fuck the man was. I was just like, that was my first introduction to him, was a dick in his mouth. So he's a porn star to me. Oh, so like, I guess that's not bad. Anyway, so like, the dick is a big fat slab of dick, and I feel like people are mesmerized by the girth of the dick in the mouth, and he's sitting there sucking on it like a pacifier, like he's not putting it all the way in his mouth. It's just like he's just like teasing it. He's a tip drill. He's tip drilling the fucking dick, and everybody's like, ooh, yeah. It was dry. It was no spit on there. I'm like, this is a joke. This is a joke to the actual. This is an insult to the actual dick suckers.
Did you see both videos?
Yes, I would. he took dick better than he sucked dick.
What is there a third video?
Bitch. He had a catalog. That's why I say he's a porn star. Everything I know about him, he's a porn star.
Wait. I thought it was only two videos.
It's three videos. Mm-hmm. The last one that leaked was him getting fucked, and it was different cuts. It was different positions. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's taking it, and I need to find that third video.
Yeah, she was taking it, all right. Right up the ass, now, like a professional.
I have slander for the Neighborhood Talk as a blog and as a brand because...
Is he like the owner? Owner, yes. Right?
Okay. So, from what I understand, Kyle used to work at the Shade Room. He got ousted by the Shade Room for whatever reason. He started the Neighborhood Talk. And he made it very successful. So, congrats to him on that. But they be posting some bullshit sometimes. And it's not... It's like, sometimes the stuff they post don't even really be like about people I like. You know what I'm saying? They'll post something about somebody like I really don't care for, but like the post itself is mean. Like it's just shady for no reason. And then they'll be like, we do not condone bullying or harassment. And it's like this whole post is setting this person up for bullying. They do that. The Shade Room do that. Like all those blogs do that. So that's not exclusive to them. So I be having my work. And they be posting like trans issues. And it you know the type of audience you have. You have a bunch of homophobic, transphobic black women and men, specifically both of those groups of people on there. And it's mostly women, and I will say that, and that's tea and no shade.
Very true.
It's mostly black women being transphobic in those comments when they post stuff like that. So it's just like, why would y'all, like when they keep posting like Zaya Wade, like why y'all keep posting this child? Like y'all already know what the comments is finna do. Like weird shit like
that's
that.
That's how I felt That's how I felt when they were posting Loyal. And they were like,
yeah.
Lemonade. I was just like, who gives a fuck? Like you're literally inviting people to attack everyone. Like, attack people that, I guess, it's creating a narrative that you don't support these people. Like, you're anti these people. And then, like, you have these straight women in there. I won't even say secretly homophobic. Openly homophobic.
We
you
in
have
the end days, y'all.
Here they go again. Here they go.
And I'm just say like, nothing about the alphabet community. Like, y'all are not funny.
At all. It's lame. Like, come up with some new jokes. That's why, like, every time when someone want, like, when straight people think, like, saying the F word is offensive, bitch, that word, it come up with a new one. You got to be sell. Clever now.
Be creative, bitch. Everyone's not creative over there in the straight world. Get it together.
And so, like, now, nowadays, I feel like that's why it's so much automatic violence towards the gays and whatnot, because you can't out-talk us. Most of y'all can. And so, it's like, you put yourself in a situation where you're going to get read down, you're going to get read for filth, and the only thing you want to do is fight. And so, that's literally what, that's the environment that the shade room and the neighborhood talk, that's what they cultivate. That's what they thrive in. And that's what they get most of their engagement on, is hateful shit, unnecessary shit. So.
Now, I say all that to say, I actually do feel bad for him getting... Now, I'm going to be honest. He's not getting, like it wasn't... Like, these aren't, like... Even though y'all have y'all critique about how he was sucking dick, these aren't bad things. Like, these... Like,
no.
He looks great.
Everybody was...
He's very attractive.
Everybody was amazed.
I love seeing a cute, pretty boy with a dick in his mouth. It's just something about it. You know what I'm saying? So...
Nothing tops that. It's like... It's like that's probably why it was so dry. He was sucking it so pretty because he's a pretty boy. They, like, it's different.
But I do feel bad for him because, like, that's also kind of like, damn, this was so private. Like, how did this get out? This sucks.
Was he openly gay or?
I mean, yeah, he's a gay man, but he's not a porn star. There's never been any news of him. Like, he runs a blog. Like, that's like right. Not his lane. So it's like embarrassing, but it's just like all press is good press. You know what I'm saying? It kind of works in his favor.
He better Kim K the situation.
He really, like, he better Cardi B the situation and sue her motherfucking ass.
Come through. Come on.
Bitch.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen at this point, because then that picture of Tommy sucking that rapist dick. Came out, and I was kind of like, well, where did this recirculate from? So, that's how it works.
I didn't know she had a tape out.
No, it wasn't tape. It was a picture. The picture is amazing. I would love to take a picture like this. They were clearly in a designer fitting room, and she on a beautiful
it's
gown.
It's old, right?
And it's old, yeah. It had to be like, I want to say like 20s. It had to be like at least 2018, 2019. It's old. But it was her sucking his dick, and I'm like, oh, this is just such a... I want to recreate that picture so bad.
So, yeah, that's just revenge porn, and I hope he takes legal action. Because people need consequences. She got mad over here at him over something he posted on the blog, which really wasn't even nothing. And then it's like...
I would say, what was this even about? I didn't know, the bloggers, like... I guess Tasha K. I guess.
I don't remember exactly what the post was. I want to say it was about that Krishan Tamar thing. I want to say it was about that, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Tommy commented on a post about it. The Neighborhood Talk reposted her comment or something, or her video or something. Like, she did something that they reposted. And then she didn't like that they reposted that out of context or whatever she was saying. And she was in the comments like, Kyle, stop playing with me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boom, she leaked his sex tape. I personally want to see her in a slammer for it, but I know that's not going to happen.
I wonder how she got it, though. Like, did he send it to her? Like, girl, look what I was doing. And who was I sucking?
I don't know.
That's why you can't trust everybody with your fucking sex tapes. That's why my shit stays locked away.
Is if somebody didn't found a way to screen record my Snapchat, I'm going down. Bitch.
What be going on over there?
Pussy popping on a handstand.
Okay, booty shorts. I just can't imagine, like, Is Snapchat still like the dirty place in the world? Like, is that like where people still go and get like be nasty and whatnot?
It's the only place I go for. I only open Snapchat if my dick is hard.
Really? Okay. I just got my Snapchat back. I may reinvest. I may reinvest.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Boys Next Door. We be showing our hole sometimes if you can find it. But you can definitely find us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, and you can find us on YouTube where you can subscribe. Also, Boys Next Door Pod. If you have questions, you need advice, you want to confess something, you have any suggestions, any topics you want us to talk about, anything at all, email us at asboysnextdoor@gmail.com, and you can DM us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. We will get to you when we get to you. Get in line. And I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush. What is that? Is that a turtle bar?
Bitch, it's Christmas time. The Christmas cakes from Lil Debbie is out, bitch.
Oh, those are fire. I'm waiting for the holiday pie from McDonald's. Oh, those are fire too. Like I haven't had one in forever, but I like the little. They have like my second favorite type of sprinkle, like the little the little crystallized sprinkles. I really enjoy those sprinkles.
Yeah. Well, what's been going on in your world? How are you?
You know what? I won't even complain. I feel like I can't complain, but I won't, because I feel like compared to like last year, I feel like I'm in such a different place in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really, really grateful. Like, you know, like near the end of the year, everybody becomes so like
reflective.
And I feel like I've been in that headspace, but it's been kind of like different this year. You know, like it's been like more so like more gratitude than regret. It's been more like I'm very like more thankfulness than like whatever the fucking opposite of thankfulness is. So yeah,
ungratefulness.
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
Well,
how about you?
I had a very hectic week at work, which unfortunately some of it had to bleed into my personal life, because I was just so tired every day coming home from work and so irritated. Oh my god. But my mouth is watering.
And those cookies, I was gonna say, those kind of they used to get stuck in my throat.
Yeah. And that's not what I want stuck in my throat. I want something else stuck back there. Actually.
Oh, girl. You suck just like Kyle, bitch. And that shit going in that throat with open air. Oh, girl. Oh, brother. Oh.
But yeah, I had a hectic week at work. I'm still doing my gym challenge. I haven't skipped the day. I went today. I did cheat the workout a little bit, but I did extra legs today. My legs hurt like shit. So I can't really complain, because my days haven't been terrible. They've just been busy, you know. I just wish I had.
Can I ask you about something?
What you
want? Okay, so I was watching your story on Instagram.
Oh, you finna tell my business?
No, I'm not. I was watching your story on Instagram, and I saw you had to be like an IT for a day or something like that. Like, I was more so confused on how you inserted yourself into the center of trying to be like a tech guy.
Basically, the IT issue that we were having affected my job and my job only, because I'm the only person there that does that particular job.
Right.
So I was trying to help them fix it. You know, we couldn't really get it together. They finally figured out the problem, but it took 2 days, which means now we're backed up 3 days worth of work we had to catch up on. So by the time we got it fixed, it was like, well, I can't quit because I do have bills. And this is just a temporary problem, but I really want to walk out right now because I'm stressed out.
See, and I just automatically imagine you like, I see people working on shit, and I see you like behind them being like, I feel like you should do this.
And literally.
And them barely acknowledging you. And then you getting more and more irritated, when I really don't know where else you could have gone or what else you could have did other than like just sit there and watch them struggle with this. But I was just like, I was watching a story. I'm like, I literally see, as the story progresses, I literally see you getting angrier and angrier.
I was like, this is very sick. Stressed out, but it's okay. Everything worked out. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so home. I didn't grab the towel, wipe my hands and everything.
Okay, bitch. I was like, bitch, it was just the way it disappeared. I was like, oh my gosh, you finished that off good.
You know what I love?
I want one so bad now.
You know what I love after eating something sweet? Cold water. This ain't cold, but it's room temperature, but it's fine.
I do not like room temperature water. It's something about it that just doesn't give me what cold water gives me.
Cold water is superior. They say room temperature water is healthier for you, but I don't give a fuck about that. It's water. Whoa. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
I don't understand like how they can say it's healthier for you, but then they would be like, well, if you're stuck outside, you can drink your own pee.
Well, cold water doesn't enter, I guess, like your system the same way that room temperature water was. I guess maybe it shocks the system, so not all of it gets like absorbed. I don't know. Some weird shit, but basically, room temperature water is. I ain't dead yet, so okay. That's and true. Once the water get warm, then I just sit the bottle to the side, and now I got a collection of unfinished water bottles.
I thought I was the only one. So every day when I'm going to work, I grab a water bottle to drink on the way to work because I'd be parched from vaping, and so. I'd be parched from vaping, and so I'd be, and then like when I go into work, I have a
oh, you one of them? Ooh, I hate so you, big jug carrying around and ass people. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I go and the first thing I do when I walk in, which is why sometimes I have to take a little longer, I have to go stop and get them a little ice water and start filling it up and do my combo because they have the good ice at my job. They have like the hospital ice. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be like, mm-hmm. And so I'd be getting that. And sometimes I get two cups. And then I just carry it all back to where I work at. But I forgot what I was talking about.
We was talking about how we like cold water over room temperature water.
Yes. And so, but I just prefer my water really, really cold. Sorry, I'm a little high. And I have like, you know.
I'm high as fuck. Let me tell you how high I was. So I went to go grab my flower from my florist, and I.
Bitch, I was like, I really thought FLOUR. I'm like, what? You have to go grab some flour.
Yeah, because I was going to go fry some chicken, so I need some flour.
Okay. Yeah, a chicken got fried, all right.
Sniff. Cries. I didn't slate your whole entire fucking law. We gonna come back to how high I am, but let's talk about how Nicki, every chance she got, she was dissing Kim on every record for like 2 years straight. We don't talk enough about how petty Nicki Minaj is when it comes to like she. Y'all might think she's losing or like, especially like the whole Remy Ma thing. Now I will say, Remy Ma won the first battle.
Yeah, she did.
But Nicki won the war because, hello, that's all that matters, okay?
It's Nicki. Yeah.
We had to drop that bomb on Hiroshima to stop the war. It was a very bad thing, but it put an end to World War II. So,
Did you just compare?
I am just reciting history. Please don't cancel me. That's a literal fact.
We love a historian.
First of all, when I used to watch them, when I be watching them World War II documentaries about how like they came up with the bomb and all that, like that is crazy. Why would y'all invent something like this? But now, and the more stuff I watch, it kind of made sense because it's like the technology is there. So if we don't do it, somebody else gonna do it. So we might as well do it first because we know what to do with it. Even though that shit is terrible. For the planet,
it also makes me think about like with technology being how it was back then, create war weapons. Now, what type of war?
Oh, baby, I be watching all that stuff too. The technology they got now, some stuff on some of these documentaries they don't even talk about because it's so the shit that now. First of all, free Palestine, but the shit they got in Israel, it's called the Iron Dome. basically it's this like level of defense that's like it covers a certain area. Anything that comes close to the area gets immediately intercepted. It's like AI,
what?
Like an AI shield or some shit like that. I know I'm not explaining that right.
Some Scarlet Witch shit.
Literally, like y'all go look it up. It's called the Iron
WandaVision
Dome. I think that technology is so cool, but it's like, so y'all can just do whatever y'all want to do, but y'all got a shield. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Back to how high I was. Oh, by the way, our tax dollars help pay for that shield. I want y'all to know that. So y'all need to be aware of what y'all voting for. Okay, because we pay taxes and it goes to feed these wars, and we've been funding Israel for decades. I just want y'all to understand it. Okay. Anyway, back to
we love a history teacher.
The United States.
What's that? Social
I'm telling y'all.
Social science.
I'm not anti-America, but the United States is part of the problem. I was so high going to get my flower from my florist. I was listening to the live versions. You see how we just, you know, move around. This shows me. As per the last episode's title, Tacky Gays with ADHD, that's our brand, okay?
If I can't wait till we get the Tacky Gays shirt. Like, that is like,
should we put with ADHD best? On it, or should we just leave it as Tacky Gays?
We should put with ADHD on the back. It's kind of like we forgot about it because we have ADHD.
It's just true. Anyway.
I like Tacky Gays.
I was listening to the live versions of the Renaissance Tour. Swerving a little bit because I was actually in the mood, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I didn't get pulled over. I made it home. I was speeding.
Okay.
I was listening to Alien Superstar, and towards the end, like in the live version, it gets really theatrical and like you feel like surrounded, you know what I'm saying? So imagine doing 80 on the freeway and that's playing. I felt like I was on a rocket ship, bitch.
Is this your new masquerade?
It gives me that same thing. It's interesting. Why?
That's what
how
it felt
who the fuck
like.
Remembers shit like that, bitch? You're weird.
I remember small details.
No, but like, why would you bring that up? Now I feel violated. Like you knew something about me that I didn't know I shared.
You're my best friend. It's what I do.
We are best friends, and we have topics today, and I think we should go ahead and dive right into them. What you want to talk about first? I kind of like this. Does the door need to be closed thing? Because I have a story to tell about that. What was that about?
So, I was listening to Gigi McGuire talk about, if you don't listen to Lip Service or haven't checked her out, she does like, she was a famous stripper that worked at Magic City. She created, she's basically who, Mercedes from P Valley's based on. That's her life. I mean, not. It's some of her and it's some of the other. You watch P-Valley?
I did not watch the last season, but I'm familiar.
Okay. You got the gist.
And I like P-Valley.
And it's her and Autumn.
Around to it.
I can't wait for it to come back. But Autumn Knight and Mercedes characters are based on her life story. So she escaped New Orleans. The first day she got back, she escaped New Orleans from Hurricane Katrina, from an abusive ex. She landed in Atlanta, started working at King of Diamonds, so forth and so on. She built an empire from that, and she's a co-host on Lip Service, and then she has her own podcast coming out as well. So basically, she basically met somebody, got married, well, got engaged to them like 2 days, like maybe the same day, and now she's like going through like breaking up with them in 60 days. And so I was wondering, I'm like, after a situation like that, like, it's very fast, it's very quick, it's very sudden, like, how long do you think it would actually take you to get over that person? Or do you think, like, there's a certain time attached to actually moving on?
First of all, love Gigi. I thought it was insane the first moment I heard her say she was engaged after 3 days. I was like, girl, that is crazy. That's insane.
You knew it was bad because they were... Angela Yee mentioned it, how Angela Yee does her thing where she just like randomly says something, and then Gigi was like almost like, yeah, I'm engaged, and then everybody was like, oh, congratulations, and they were like, how long have you known him? She was like, like 2 days, and everybody looked over like, what, bitch? She got his name tattooed on her everything.
But the way she explains herself is that, you know, she lived for the moment, and she got, I mean, I can understand that. For me personally, I don't even want you in my house after 3 days. I don't know you like that. You might be a thief. You might be the killer. So I need to. I feel safer coming to your house, even though you could be on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit. But I feel like I could wiggle my way out of that. When you in my house, I feel like you know where I live, and that makes me even more unsafe. Okay. So I feel like I need to know you a little bit.
It's a control thing.
It's the killer thing. I don't want to be chopped up and put in some stew. I want to live my life.
Yeah, I guess getting chopped up only happens at one's own house.
So first of all, I would never get into nothing like that. But like. Not never say never, but you know, like, okay,
the door is open.
But after something like that, I feel like if we only dated like they did for 60 days, yeah, I'd probably be over that like 2 weeks. Like, it might still linger, but I feel like once I cry about something, I'm usually over it afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what makes you cry? Like, when, like, being emotionally broken?
Yeah.
I don't see you as the cry over a nigga situation type of person.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
Look, I gave a fact and I learned a fact. Look at that. I love
me
it.
I'm a crier anyway, and nobody ever sees it. But this, you know, I do it when I need to. So if I can cry it out, it's easier for me to get over it. Because after I finish crying, I'm like, you're so stupid. Look at you crying over this nigga. Like, you look dumb as fuck right now. And it's just like, I gotta like wiggle my way out of being stupid.
And then I'm a crier. Like, I cry about everything. I cry when I'm mad. I cry when I'm happy. I cry all the time. Like, I feel like my last situation was the first time I did not cry. I was just kind of like, well, that was that. And I guess that's what made me feel like I had closure without ever having closure. But it also, like, when I first got out of my relationship, everybody was like, wow, you were together so long. Like, do you plan on dating? What, like, all this XYZ? And I'm like, yeah, when the time, like, yeah. Like, why not? Like, it's not like I'm, like, stuck on him. It's not like I'm, like, worried. Like, none of that shit happened. And thank God. It was an easy, clean break. But then it also got me to thinking, like, okay, well, how long do you want to wait to start fucking again? And now we're on 2 years. Like, do you think that, like, actually, like, getting, like, I know they say get under somebody new to forget somebody old. Do you think that's actually, like, do you think that fucking matters? Do you think that's actually a thing?
First of all, it's so random. I know that's, like, a saying people say, but I first heard that from Wendy Williams. And, like, she was saying... Y'all know I'm an old lady.
Wendy teaching the kids.
Okay.
Wendy teaching the kids.
I got Wendy quotes for days. Like, she's like, Wendy kind of, she was one of the girls that raised me. But she would say, like, you got to get over one by getting under another one. I personally don't believe that. I believe it makes you feel better in the moment. Like, you be like, okay, I feel like it takes the edge off. Like, you smoke a cigarette after sex. I feel like, okay, I fuck somebody. This is the first step. It's not going to heal your problems. If anything, it's not
come
even
going
to you're not even going to put no peroxide on that wound, baby, by fucking somebody. Okay. But it might make you feel better for 30 minutes, you know?
I hate quick fixes. Like, I'm not a quick, oh my God, I'm like, my plan. I hate quick fixes. I hate feeling like something's temporary. And I think that might also have to do with my extreme abandonment issues. And so it's like, anything that I feel is temporary, it gives me, like, anxiety to do. So I've been finding myself, this is totally random, like, if when I meet somebody new lately, I've been, like, really, like, trying to train myself not to want to talk to them every day. Or okay. Not to, like, try to communicate every day. Because I feel like that's my abandonment speaking. Like, you don't even talk to anybody every day. I don't even know this person to talk to them every day. Or, like, at work, you have your work friends, whatever. Like, I was trying to practice this week, like, doing my own thing without being up under them. Because I also realized, like, in my last relationship, that was a really big crutch for me. I really felt like I was up under them all the fucking time. I was just like, it was just like companionship, companionship, companionship. And so once you train yourself to really always have somebody around, like, you have to, like, wean yourself into doing shit, like, solo and, like, without a company of somebody. And so I keep getting in this groove of, like, I get, like, attached, super attached, because I don't want to get abandoned. So I've been working on it.
That kind of goes back to that thing we was telling Alex last week. Like, sometimes you need to be by yourself so you can know what you like, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm feeling like what you just described in reverse, because I've been alone for so long. I kind of need to ease my way into, like, being a companion of someone. Because as much shit as I like to talk about men, you know, I might make it a little difficult sometimes because I'm just, like, a little distant. Like, you know, I'm very nonchalant. Even if I'm pissed off, you'll never know it. And it's like, you can't, like, not be showing emotions when you're trying to date somebody, because it doesn't make a good thing. But, hey, you better figure it the fuck out, because I'm still working through stuff, okay? And you come over here adding extra stress to my life, I don't have to deal with this.
See, and that's probably why I would be afraid. if I knew you were, like, thinking automatically, like you're scaring the hoes, bro. Like, I'd definitely
be scaring the hoes, I think.
I just think in general, I feel like some people are more intimidating than others. And so it comes out sometimes like, you're a really nice person.
That's what I was gonna say. And I'm so nice though, and funny.
You're really nice. I just think that your natural nature is to be like to yourself, and people can read that wrong. And so I'm always afraid of, like, with me being how I am now, I'm always afraid of, okay, if I put too much attention in, like, am I going to scare them? If I put too much attention in, is it going to overcrowd them? And so, like, I really get in my head about that now, because it's just like, I know how I feel when I want my space.
Yeah.
And I know everyone isn't like me and going to be like, I need some space right now. And so I'm really trying to take an account that I'm like trying to hold myself accountable to giving people their space and giving people their, like, distance to really just navigate how they want to navigate without me being like, ugh. Because I'm like all over you, like white on rice.
Yeah, and it takes me a minute to get there. I'm not really... It's just hard, like, you know, especially without practice. It's just like, going to the gym. You got to use the muscle. And if you don't use the muscle, like, you're going to be very weak at it the first time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I use the gym as an example because shout out to me. And that's what I'm going to light my blunt to, because we did skip that segment. You know, I've been doing my little gym challenge. I have to do 17 straight days in the gym. Right now, I'm on day... Oh, I got 5 more days left.
Cool. Why 17?
Well, because when I finally decided to stop being depressed and get the fuck out of bed, it was November 4th. And so I was like, okay, starting tomorrow, November 5th, up until November 22nd, which is before Thanksgiving, because I have to go out and I know I'm not going to work out that day. So I just chose that day.
That's really responsible.
So it's actually very easy to just, like, work out every day. It's actually not good for your body. You're supposed to take breaks. I'll take my break after I'm done with the challenge. This is a mental thing. So I don't want to hear no comments, because I did get some of those. I don't give a fuck. I know what I'm doing.
That's why I just shut my ass up.
Yeah, so I'm sticking to it. I also want to light the blunt to us possibly getting therapy one day. Shout outs to that. I would
like some therapy.
I also want to light my blunt to Lock Game, because y'all can't really tell, but this a 40-inch bust down with the seashell pearls at the end. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Everybody with locks, no matter if they're at their, like, the crown of their head or to the to their neck, always think they're like they have like a 40-inch bust down. Okay, really. It's always peculiar to me. Like, y'all swing it like, yeah.
I was just about to like, say. I've been growing my hair out since like the end of 2020. And because I wasn't taking care of it properly, I just felt a gust of wind. I know the fan is on, but that was different. But
oh,
okay.
The spirit. Was it cold?
It was a little cool. I'm not gonna lie, that just tripped me out, cause the fan been on this whole time and I ain't felt no gust yet.
Yeah, I always feel those. I just felt one right now.
What was we talking about?
Does it creep you out?
No, but it's just, yeah, but because why are you touching me? Like, why are you doing that? What was we talking about? Oh, so
your 40-inch bust.
I finally got a little hang time. Anyway, I've been growing my hair. It could be longer, but I wasn't taking care of it. Like, I was picking it out a lot, so I would lose a lot of length. It would come out in the shower. So my hair doesn't really grow fast anyway, but I also wasn't helping it grow. But anyway, I locked up in July. And around like 2 or 3 months, my locks, like, I would say like 3 months, like every lock is like fully locked, except for the roots, of course. And it's getting a little longer. I be shaking it, you know. I be feeling like Beyonce, you know. I be feeling real cute with my hair. And I can't really see what I'm doing right now, but I'm sure I'm messing it up. It's okay. I don't care.
Yeah, he's just playing in his mane. I used to have a manager, and her locks were like a little bit long. Like, they were longer than yours, but they were like a good, like, they were a good length. And she would always be walking, but it was like, you know, like when the little girls got beads on their hair when they like when they get their hair freshly done, they just be swanking it. That's how she used to walk everywhere. I was like, girl, we see these locks, girl. But I like it. I like that the notion and the stigma around locks have changed. Like, even as far as like people stop calling them dreads to calling them locks. I remember when I was younger, you always see people like talking about people with locks or whatever, saying like slick.
But now, but what I will say is the whole dreadlock versus dreads versus locks debate is dumb to me. I know everybody got their reasons why they think, oh, it's like you shouldn't call them dreads. There's nothing dreadful about them. Instead of, if I slip up and say dreads, like, shoot me. Like, I don't care. I'm from Chicago. Yeah. We call them dreadheads. I need a hitter. Dreadhead driller. Dreadhead. Because I'm a lady killer.
Lady hitter.
Like.
Yeah.
They is dreads. But I get why people don't want to call them that. But, like, I don't think y'all should be beating up on people who call them dreads or dreadlocks either.
I hate when I see comments that somebody be like, oh, look at their dreads, and it's like somebody under it. They're called locks. I'm like, girl, oh my God, bitch. If you care that much, go fucking donate about it.
What you lighting your blunt to?
I'm lighting my blunt to, hopefully, I want to make out this weekend. I want to have a good makeout session. I want to be a little nasty, a little raunchy. So hopefully, I have 2 days to get that accomplished. Hopefully, I'm able to do that. I'll report back next week if I'm successful. If I don't report back and say anything, that means it didn't happen. So, wipe it from your
mind. I love that. What else do we want to talk about today? Oh, would you ever... I just wanted to ask this. Would you ever date another bottom?
No. I feel like we will fight all day.
Why?
I feel like... It depends on the type of bottom, though. Some bottoms, I'd be like, oh, I really enjoy you. But I know, like, I'm not going to eat your ass. And then I'm like, I don't, like, naturally prefer head. And if you give good head, then I want it. But it's just, like, besides take pictures together and, like, maybe, like, go, like, out for lunch. I don't know what, like, I don't know, like, a great conversation and shit like that. I don't know what else we can do.
Have sex?
Like, I don't want to bump booties all day. I ain't bumping booties all day. And I don't want to do a double-sided dildo. I don't want to play with no dildos. So
there are many ways, like, to have sex. And I think if I was to meet the love of my life and he was also a bottom, we are going to be bottoming together.
So, like, would you want to go have a threesome?
Perhaps. I'm not saying that I absolutely would, because it's almost a little hard for me, like, in theory, like, I would like to have threesomes, right? But it's a little hard for me to, like, you know, have a threesome with, like, my man in my head. Like, I don't know how I would feel. Yeah.
Unless you're, like, out of town.
Right. And it's almost like, you know, how do you know him? Like, I would have to do the picking. I would have to pick the top. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, because I trust me, but I don't know about you. I just met you, you know?
Aquarius and their trust issue. Another Aquarius, Xavier, is talking about how he don't trust nobody either. I'm like, y'all have, like, deep-rooted, like...
For me, issues. It's not necessarily, like, I guess, like, trust issues. Because For me, it's just like, I always say, like, I start everybody off at zero.
So control?
No, I just literally start everybody off at zero. So it's like, you have nowhere to go but up. But I'm not starting you from nowhere. So I don't know what your intentions are. So I have to treat you at a zero until you prove to me that you can graduate up the scale of trustworthiness.
I think that's fair. I wish I was more like that. Like, off rip, I'm very just like, I'll trust you. And then the moment you do one thing that makes me not trust you anymore, you're done. It's like, it's just like, it gets really, really bad because it's like, I hate having to question people I'm around. I hate having to like have doubtful thoughts about any of their actions or who they are, like character wise or anything like that. So like, when I see certain things from someone, like when you're new, that first red flag is a big red flag for me, and there's no turning back. So I'm like, I feel like it's very easy to like turn me off from wanting to be around you. And then you're gonna feel like you never knew me, 'cause I'm never gonna talk to you.
Do you have like a checklist per se, like when, like thinking about the type of guy that you want, the type of energy you want to attract, like at this point in your life, do you have a checklist that this guy, like, he has to hit these bullet points every single time or it's a dub?
Okay, so I was thinking about this earlier this week. I feel like having a checklist is so like, it works against what you're ultimately trying to accomplish. I feel like when you have a checklist, you're looking for direct things, but it's also like, what if, like you said, like, what if one thing's off? Are you not going to fuck with this person because one thing's off? I don't really operate like that. I'm really just like a per person basis when it comes to getting to know people and really just cultivating like a relationship with them. And so if I like something about you, I have no problem getting to know more about you. I have no problem like getting closer. I have no problem following the vibe. But I ain't going to say what I'm saying. But, so it's just like, I really just try to like, that threw me off. I didn't even see where that came from. It just, but it's just like, yeah, that threw me off. He just randomly pulled out banana and just bit into it and just like put it back away. I'm like shook. But like my checklist literally right now is basically like, and I've been really talking myself out of this. I really want a taller guy than me. I want a guy that's taller. But I've been really being like, okay, every time I try to say I want to, like, I've only dated, like, two guys taller than me. Every other guy has been, like, literally, like, an inch or two taller, not, like, a foot taller. And so, like, I'm like, okay, well, you know what you normally attract. And so, like, I'm like, okay, so if you meet a nice short guy, are you going to be open to, like, really exploring this and blah, blah? What if he's shorter than you? Because I know you like your shorter guys.
I do.
I'm like, I've never dated a guy shorter than me. And I feel like, because it's something about it that throws me off. Like, aesthetic-wise, it throws me off. And I don't like that. And so, I'm really big on aesthetics, so it's going to sound really bad. I'm really big on aesthetic. We have to make sense. Look, we have to make sense together. Like, it has to make sense, whether it's your goals, whether, what are you about to say, bitch?
Because I feel like, I think there are certain things we should be shallow on, but height, I feel like it's one of those things that's just like, but why? Like, this person is in this package. Like, and they're a good person. They could be a good person, you know. Like, why? Because they're short. Like, and for me, like, I get it. Like, I feel like you probably think, like, you know, if he's the top, he should be bigger than me, obviously. Is that what your mind frame is? Like, when you think aesthetics, you think like, oh, this, he's supposed to be taller than me because he's the top. He's the man. And I'm the lady.
I was going to say half and half. Yes, yes. But I was going, like, I think it's mainly just like, I like being able to look up at a nigga. I like being able to put my arms like around a nigga's neck. It's certain things I like when a guy can put his arm on my shoulder and like drape it over. Like, I like my weight. Like, it's certain things I like that a taller guy gives that a shorter guy cannot give me when it comes to how I like to be shown affection. I don't want you holding my waist all day. I don't want you like cupping around me. Like, it's not. I'm already short as fuck. If you shorter than me, like, we got.
How tall are you?
5'5", 5'6". I'm in that range. So it's like 5'5" and a quarter or something like that last time I went to the doctor.
But okay, so I feel like at your height, most people are taller than you anyway. I feel like you might not really
exactly. So dating problem. Someone shorter than me is kind of like, bitch, this is a little bit too much. This is a lot. But it's like I'm open to it if everything else fits what I need. I'll throw height out if everything else matches. Just like I'm pretty sure other people like for every reason they're like, I'll throw this out if because everything else like it happens. It sounds shallow.
My thing that I'm throwing out is feet, and I say that every week on this podcast, and I say it every week going forward if I have to. The feet have to be able to be
suckable at a moment's feasted notice
or upon. Okay.
Feet, foot feet.
I don't. The way y'all suck dick. The way y'all suck dick is the way I suck toes. Okay. Oh. So the feet have to be pretty. I guess I should probably apply my toe sucking techniques to the dick sucking, and maybe the dick sucking would be great because I know I suck toes pretty well.
See, and I feel like you have to take your strengths and see why they're strengths and apply it to other sources in your life. And so I think that would be great for you.
So you don't want no short man, and I don't want no Chewbacca toe.
Some gargoyle toes. Okay. And then and my other things I really like a creative guy. Like I really like I'm really in this space where I can't see
my... So you do have a checklist.
Oh, yeah, I said that. Uh-huh. But height is on the checklist. And so, I really want a creative guy, whether he's, like, does music or, like, fashion or something like that. I really like those type of guys. I really want him to have, like, his own, like, vision for himself versus me having to really cultivate a vision for him because my brain naturally goes creative director mode when it comes to certain people. Like, I'm talking to a guy, he's like, oh, I really would be so good at this, or I really feel like I do that. And I'm like, so have you done it before? Like, what, like, I dive into, like, my, like, PR mode of, like, trying to, like, fix it and, like, try to get it going. And, like, so I'm really, like, I was hanging out with a guy, whatever. I don't want to say talking to, because that sounds like something else.
Yeah.
But, like, I was hanging out with a guy, and I every time I looked at him, he reminded me, and I kid you not, he reminded me of a young ASAP Rocky. Like, skin,
oh
yes, like skin beautiful, 6'3", like everything up, like, and he's in the fashion, he's like super, like, he's like, we're looking at music videos together, right? And he's like, I really like the hoodie, I would wear it like this and I would do it like this. And I was like, why you don't like pursue like fashion, whatever? Fast forward to like maybe like 3 weeks ago, he's like, I'm actually starting like a clothing line. I'm like, that's what I like to do. Like, I like being able, like, I don't want to take from you. I want to give to you. I want to help you. I want you to be everything that I feel like I know that you can be in it and that I see in you. And so I'm really like that. So I like
creating. All right, Onika, Tanya, we get it, girl.
You are just, but it's for real though. Like, I'm really big on, like, I don't like, I don't want my relationship to ever be stagnant in any portion. I want us to be able to build. I want us to be able to like grow and like accomplish our own goals that we have for ourselves. So that's really big to me. You have to have goals.
I think I should probably develop a checklist and then like work my way backwards. If that makes sense. Like, I should probably think of all the things that I would like to have in a guy. And then like, you know, weed out the frivolous stuff, and then weed out, and like, you know, and just make sure I'm just being like,
intentional. I don't know.
Yeah, and like be intentful. I think so. Intentional. Mm. Right. But also like, there's that saying like, be water. Who said that? Bruce Lee is it Bruce Lee? Somebody said basically be water. I don't know what the quote is, but it's like be water. It's just like go with the flow of like, you know. So I want to meet somebody where they are, and I want to be able to like them for everything that they already are without me wanting them to be whatever I have on this checklist.
Exactly. And that's hard.
It is hard because we're human and we're naturally judgy, but I don't know. Yeah.
And that's something I really had to work on, because sometimes I'd be like, oh, like, you want, and I feel like that's where I get in a really bad rut when it comes to talking to guys and getting to know guys. I'm always like, I want to make it better. And sometimes these people don't want it better for themselves. So you can't want more for somebody than they want for themselves. So it's just kind of like, you're wasting your time. And so, like, even, like, nowadays, like, I feel like I'm so picky when it comes to guys I like and guys I want to talk to and guys I want to deal with. Because it's just, like, I've been down the road of trying to, like, build the perfect guy, and it sucks. Like, it's hard. And so it just kind of, like, I just kind of want somebody to fit. Like, I want them to have, like, their own things. And just, like, bring to the table who you are, and we can eat together. Let's build a fucking smorgasbord of fucking shit. But you have to bring something to the table.
I would like a creative guy, though. You remember that story I told you about that boy that I fell in love with the first time I met him?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick refresher. I was at a friend's house. They invited another friend. This boy walks in the door. He had on, like, this, like, you know, really edgy outfit. He had, like, chains hanging from his shorts. He had on these really big boots. I was like, I will marry him tonight. You know how Gigi got engaged in 3 days? I see how that could happen. Because I...
love at first sight. I remember I asked you, I'm like, was it love at first sight? And you were like, damn near, bitch.
And we didn't actually fuck, but we hunched around a little bit. And the second time we linked up,
I would love that.
He was telling me, like, all this stuff he's doing in New York and, like, how he's, like, I think he was actually, like, making a clothing line or being a model or something along those lines. I was just like, wow, I'm inspired and horny so all cool. At the same time. Like, I don't know what to do with this information besides fuck you. I wish I did. I should have.